Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, everyone. It's Colson, and you're about to listen to this week's episode of On the Sofa with me, Jack, and Ben. But before you do so, I have a task for you. So pause the podcast, go onto On the Sofa Show social medias and go into our link and get your tickets for our live shows. We are live in Manchester and in London in the month of May. Manchester on the 4th of May and London on the 18th. The three of us can't wait to see you there. So buy your tickets and then come back and listen to us here on the sofa. Hello and welcome back to On the Sofa with Colson, Jack, and Ben. Now coming up on today's episode is this.
And I went, have you just fucking burped Kofta all over me? And she went, I'm so sorry. And I went, that is fucking putrid.
And in part two of today's episode, we're going to be talking all things the brand new series that is on Netflix. It is Ripley. The three of us have watched the first two eps and we're going to talk about it and start a deep dive into all things Ripley. Mm. But first, lads, as always, I say as always, as but we've always. Not done this. We've not done this for,
A while.
Well over 6 weeks.
Yeah.
As always, how's your week been? What have you been up to?
Have you got some news?
You said you've got lots of stories.
I've got one story,
yeah. But it's about Hanny. And if I tell it, yes. She might kill me.
Yes. Well, she wouldn't be happy if she knew I was saying it on the podcast.
But you're going to do it anyway.
But luckily, she doesn't listen.
What do you mean she don't listen?
She's busy girl. Anyway, so we're at a restaurant in Manchester, right? And we go up in the lift. Said it's very nice and you have a view of Manchester and whatnot, and we were there for like sunset, so it was a good nice. Time to go.
Did the grey clouds part?
Yeah, they did. Yeah, we had his meal and the food was like tapas, like little plates. Medium plates, I'd say.
Interesting.
So not tapas,
but more just small portions.
Small portions, high price. I think that's what they're kind of going.
Perfect.
Which is
so. Did you have to order more than one plate per person?
They suggest about three or four each.
I love it when they do that.
I know it's.
And you don't know, and they go, "How hungry are you?"
Yeah, they go,
"How big are a plate?"
Yeah.
And then I tell you, three or four each.
Three or four.
Seven.
Each.
I always get scared on like my debut at a new restaurant.
Mm.
Because you just don't know what to expect, do you? And you'll see a menu and you might not know how to tackle it. You don't know if the portion
is big. I'm always Googling, like, I think, but it wasn't Gnocchi, it was Gorges? Gorges or something? Gorges? And I was like, what's
Goujon.
That? No, not no. Goujons.
Not Goujon. I know what they are.
Yeah, I know what they are. Gorges. And I was like, what the fuck is this? Apparently, cheese balls.
I like it.
Waitress came over and went,
cheese balls?
It's just cheese balls. She went, get them. The mint.
Everyone asks.
What? Cheese deep balls. Fat fried or?
Yeah, they're sort of like, it's sort of like cheese. A cheese donut. They were really good.
Interesting.
I'd recommend them. If you go in, get the cheese balls.
When you go abroad, you know, when you get a menu and it's like, English, but it's not English. I always like when you have to Google words and then you look at the pictures and you're like, oh, do I want that? Do I want that? That's what I do anyway.
And we also ordered like a lamb kofta, or it might have been beef. You know what a coffee
on a stick.
Is? Yeah. On like a skewer.
Yeah.
One of them. Really nice.
Hummus at the bottom or not?
Some sort of like tzatziki, something like that. Okay.
So if it's that, it's
like
lamb.
Like a mint dip, right?
Yeah.
This is important. Okay. A coffee is important.
Okay.
We
remember that.
Choked on the cocktail stick.
No. We ate. We finished his drinks. We paid. We left. We had a lovely time. Thank you. Good night. Yeah?
Yeah.
We were off to the cinema that night.
Every man.
Over the road.
What did you
watch? Not that far. We went to go watch Dev Patel's Monkey Man.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's a bit like John Wick. A bit like Old Boy.
Yeah.
A revenge thing. They kill his mum. He witnesses it. He's hiding above in the attic. He grows up.
Yeah.
He goes on a revenge mission to kill
Batman. Anyway, go back to the story. Yeah.
Sounds like Batman.
Does it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah. So he goes full on John Wick on everybody and beats them all up. Good film. It's directed very well.
Yep.
We're sat down watching the film and suddenly there's this almighty fucking smell, right? And it fucking stank. It smelled like shit.
I'm really fucking scared where you're going with
it. It smelled awful. Like
in the cinema?
Yeah, like death.
Please don't tell me you're
looked,
talking
about
your
girlfriend. And I looked it out. I went, that's Kofta. Right? It was like a beef lamb burp. Kofta. And I went, have you just fucking burped Kofta all over me? And she started laughing. She went, I'm so sorry. And I went, that is fucking putrid. That smells like death. I went, I'm eating it with a knife and fork again. It's that thick. It had a shadow in the fucking cinema. It was that potent. It was that strong. And I was like, why? And she went, well, there was a woman sat here and it came out and I had to just blow it in
and
your...
And I wafted it straight into
it. It was either your direction or hers and I opted for you. I'm sorry. Oh, God, it was awful. But yeah, that's the first. That's the first in 6 or 7 years.
That she burped.
That I've noticed her burp. She's never burped before.
One. If you're going to save one up for 6 or 7 years, make sure it's a Kofta.
Yeah, the lamb Kofta
was big. God, it was big. I went, oh. Oh, it went all over my face. So yeah, that was the story.
What's that? Funny enough, actually, we were in the cinema and there was a bad smell. And it was from, this is interesting.
Was it from Hanny?
No, it was from someone in the cinema. Bit pongy.
B.O.
Yeah, it was bad. Yeah, B.O. Bad B.O. Bad.
Oh, no.
Bad. Where do you draw the line when you're in the cinema?
Did you stay throughout?
Yeah, we weathered it through. It was June 2 as well, so it's 2:45. Oh. It's long.
Oh,
it's
God.
Long, but it was bad. It was bad.
What was that like?
Looks great. Thin story. Zendaya and Chalamet are very good. It's very, very thin story-wise. It looks incredible. It just hasn't got enough in there to sustain 250. It's in the desert.
It's just one army against another.
Yeah, and they just need him to become almost like the Messiah at the end. It's the second half of the first book. I think it's just too complicated to film. So they just spend a lot of time talking about Arrakis and spice and whatever.
Is it better than Star Wars?
No.
No.
Is it better than Star Wars?
Yeah, that's what it's rivaling though, isn't it?
No. It's meant to come from the oil crisis, apparently. That's what it was written.
I thought it was meant to be like a modern Star Wars.
No.
I've not seen June 1.
It's basically about these big families
that fight over
this spice, which apparently was meant to have been all about oil.
Like Giant. Yeah.
Like Giant.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly like Giant.
As long as Giant as well.
But yeah.
In fact, a day shorter than Giant.
I mean, it looks amazing. We went to an Everyman that they've taken another cinema over and made it into an Everyman. And they've what's good is they've taken those lights. Have you ever been to one where it serves food, but it's got mini lights on tables?
Yeah, so lamps.
Yeah, I can't.
So you have your own table.
Yeah, next the Everyman, they have lamps on the tables. They all do.
Well, they've taken these ones out.
I don't think the lights are on though.
I don't have lamps.
They've taken.
I've barely got a table. It's that fucking breadboard.
Yeah,
that you share
yeah that's
between,
what I mean. Yeah, but then you got the one at the feet.
You share between you and the stranger.
Yeah.
And he puts his coke on it, and then that's it.
But you're in the
over.
Sofa, aren't you? You're snogging on the cofta.
Retro sweets.
Retro. No.
Yeah, we did. We got them both, fizzy and normal.
Do they serve them? Do they just give them to you?
Behind the bar.
Mix?
No, you have to buy them.
You have to buy them. It's like 20 quid.
5 quid, yeah.
Oh, is it?
It's well
expensive. Fucking joke.
So, Coles, what have you been up to?
Well, the big news is I fell off my bike.
Have you got a bike?
Yeah, and I fell off it.
Oh, into the river?
Not into the river. It was bad. So, I was on a bike ride and my girlfriend was behind me, which makes it slightly more humiliating. But there was a car parked on a curb. And there was a bush, like a big, slightly overgrown bush. And I've got a really wide handlebar. So I've obviously...
Did you think you could make it?
I just got caught in the bush.
Oh.
And like I wobbled
for
like 10 seconds. And it basically I was falling for like 10 seconds. And then I went and cut my hand, cut my knee, smashed my phone.
I'm shit on a bike.
I am good. You've seen me on a bike.
No, I haven't. Oh, yeah, I have. Yeah, we have.
The bike race on the game.
Oh, very good. Yeah. Very good. Very good.
The flying
greatest gray. Sport in history gray. Ever.
Howling it round.
But yeah, fell off my bike. Slightly embarrassing. The first thing I did was check.
I'm fine.
Checked the doors for Ring doorbells.
Oh,
I thought,
clever.
If anyone's got a doorbell here.
That's the world we're living in.
I need to whip that off because I'm having it. I can't leave evidence.
Funnily enough, you've just reminded me of a story that just happened. I was walking to my car on the way here.
Today?
And I noticed this girl walking towards me. We were just going to cross, basically. And I could see her eyes sort of looking. And I think she recognised me.
Big time.
And then as we're walking past each other, she's coming downstairs as I'm kind of going up. And it's kind of a small segue, small little...
You're not meant to cross on the stairs.
No, we didn't. I waited for her to come down.
Mm.
And it was almost like this next bit is my fault. As I waited for her to come down, she couldn't step where she'd want to go.
She's fallen over.
She slipped on some moss.
Did you catch her? Did you get out the way?
I didn't. She slipped and... Like fucking Spider-Man, her reflexes jumped out and she managed to hold on to these railings. She was going to deck it.
Like doing the split?
Like she was full of, whoa, and she full on like got hold of a thing. And I went, oh my God, are you all right? And she was because she saved herself. And she went, yes, I'm absolutely fine.
Yes, I'm
and then
fine.
She started, and then she went red, but then she started sort of smiling. You do, don't you, when you nearly fall over? You have to laugh.
Yeah. Well, your adrenaline's up.
Yeah.
You're buzzing. If you save
it. Half blame you for not giving her enough
room. No, but I blamed myself because I knew I was kind of stood in the way.
But you were stood on the good path. You made her step on the moss.
She had to step on moss.
Step on moss. It's a fucker.
Get over that side. Whoa!
I've also learned to drive a new vehicle.
Which one?
Tractor.
Nope.
Surfboard.
Van.
Nope. Ben's the closest so far.
Surfboard?
No.
Tractor?
No.
Skidoo?
Canal boat.
Canal boat?
Yeah, 4 mile an hour cruising. Ben.
It's just that, isn't it?
Ben, you fucking do have to drive. You do.
Warp factor 4.
It is so easy to get wrong.
I can't wait. What happens when you get wrong? You just go into the bank?
Yeah, literally crash. Or what happens when someone else is coming towards you? Oof. You have to turn off. You have to go about 2 mile an hour, you do. Slow it right down, take the revs off. But yeah.
Take the revs off. If you're in a motorbike.
Went on a little canal
are
boat.
Are you meant to have taken, or did you just commandeer anyone's canal boat?
No, you do. So obviously, my dad's the expert now. It's his boat. He's the captain.
Oh, is it his boat? They bought a boat?
Yeah, they bought a canal boat. Yeah, in their retirement.
So where are they going to put the canal boat? Where's its live?
Yes. It's going to live in Braunston in Northamptonshire.
So they just leave it there?
Because there's like a village of boats there. So there's like a boat cafe, a boat sweet shop, a boat bread makers.
A marina?
Boat, yeah. And so their permanent storage will be on the marina, but these boats are all on the canal, and it's a good place to be. So it's like on the Grand Union. So you're like 2 weeks into London, 2 weeks up to there. It takes two weeks
to get to London.
4 mile an hour, Jack.
It takes 2 weeks.
It's slower than walking. And do you know how long a lock takes?
They've got one near me.
It depends.
Never worked it out.
Lock to lock, doesn't it?
We're gonna.
I've got them on next door. Live next door.
Oh, you're on the water.
We're gonna go on a canal boat holiday, us three, on the boat.
Does it get rough?
No. depending on where you park.
Ooh,
depending on where you park it up at night.
Choppy. We should go on one. Can you legally drive? Are you a captain now?
Yeah,
can you
drive a captain.
I don't think you need a license.
Don't think you do.
No.
But apparently, there's. My dad has this map and it advises you where you can and can't park up at night, because some places, like, people come and shake them and stuff. And kids have started buying lock keys. So you'll have your boat in the lock and these kids will jump out with a lock key and open it whilst you're in there on the other gate.
Why would they do that? To flood your boat?
No, because then you're off.
Yeah, so I think it's around Birmingham this has happened. So there's now an additional lock key to go with it. But yeah, I'm basically a bit of a canal boat expert.
Good.
Do you know what? Good fun. Tiring, because you're outdoors. What I did, so basically, they bought it and they were driving it somewhere, and I went over Easter holidays and just did a night on it with them. Just did one day. But we had to do 6 locks, and it took us. So I drove to a car park in the morning and ran along the canal until I found them. And I ran 10K. And for us to get to my car, took us about 4 hours. So it took us about 4 hours to do 10K.
Do you eat on them and stuff?
Yeah, sandwiches.
It's got a nicer kitchen than what they do at home.
And then beds?
2 double beds, 1 sofa bed. TV, Netflix, log burner.
Yeah, that's what you need. It's got
the bathroom's bigger than the bathroom at my house.
Oh. What, you mean the kitchen bathroom?
No, the main bathroom upstairs.
You take a little seafaring poo.
Are you allowed to flush?
You have. Yes.
Are you allowed to flush, or do you have to scoop it out with your hands?
So you can flush, but you have to close the cap afterwards, and it has to be emptied. So you have to pull the stuff. You have to pull the tray out. Like the little box, and then it has a thing.
Is it only when you're moving are you allowed to do that?
No, you have to
dispose of it at like stations.
Poo station.
So you have it, basically it has a box which has a handle, and you have to wheel it down the canal towel path and chuck it in the poo station bin. Then you rinse it out, then you bring it back.
The big bit is, don't get off the boat and try and throw it into the poo station. That would be poo, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
That's what you're trying to invent.
It's full on. There's a lot, but I think we should...
Exciting.
I think we should have a little...
We should go on a holiday.
Yeah.
Where would
canal
we go?
Canal boat holiday. Well, somewhere near Braunston.
Take your parents one.
Yeah, that's 100%.
Let's do it.
If they've got it, I might as well use it.
Yeah. Why don't we?
I might start a big.
Have they still got an house, or have they sold their house as well?
They've still got a house.
Why don't we take the boat from Manchester to our live show in London? Remember, we're doing live shows.
Yes.
We are.
One in Manchester, one in London.
If we took it from Manchester to London on the boat, I think we
would
get... No, Manchester to London.
Forget it.
A month.
And
where we? What dates are there our live shows?
So our live show in Manchester is the 4th of May.
Mm.
Our live show in London is the 18th of May. So we might be pushing it. And we're at Shepherd's Bush. So that's where we've got to get.
We might be able to get pretty close, though, into Shepherd's Bush, you know. Go down the canal near where I lived, actually. We could park in Little Venice. Really nice.
They're not all connected, though, are they?
Yeah.
Not every single canal.
Yeah, in the world. So the one Colson's on is connected to the Suez Canal.
Get this. So my mum and dad at the moment are on holiday in the Isle of Man. And I have this friend called Luke. He thinks he's funny, but he's not.
He's not.
And I was like, oh, my mum and dad's holiday's like been cancelled again today, like, because it's too... choppy for him to sail. He was like, where are they off? I went, Isle of Man. He went, what, in that fucking canal boat?
He's not funny. Have you told him that?
I have.
But you've laughed.
I know.
So that makes him look funny now.
Could you imagine taking a canal boat on the sea?
It'd be good, wouldn't this? Oh, tug.
It'd be grim. A tugboat. I'm trying to think what else I've been up to, but I think that's about it.
You had stories, you said.
Went to the football.
Ah, of course you did.
St. James's Park.
Of course. Yeah. Well, to the old Newcastle. You have to fly. Flying internally. How does it work?
You get on the plane.
No passport.
You have to take some
driving license.
You have to take some identification.
Do you, what do you take? You take your passport.
It's just easier.
And does it feel like you're going on holiday?
This is the new one. New scanners. You don't take your stuff out.
Yeah.
They're 3D. No, they revolve it around, so you don't take anything out in this new scanner.
Not every airport. No. But by the end of this year, every airport
Newcastle's
in the world.
Bristol's got the new, or Newcastle's got the new scanners. And he said, oh, don't take anything out, just walk
through. Yeah, so you just put all your bag in the tray and you can put as much stuff in the tray as you possibly need.
And then you're through.
Oh, so you needed about 8 trays, didn't you? A tray for your belt.
Yeah. Wallet, I bet they make you take your boots off as well, don't they?
Always. These drug smugglers, I mean, look at them.
I tell you, the rock climbers.
Yeah.
You know when we met the Queen?
Yeah.
You know how I was in Ibiza and I had to fly back?
I can't remember that.
Because I wasn't meant to be meeting the Queen. It was like, if you get a COVID test in Ibiza and you fly back, we want you to be in one of the groups to meet the Queen. That's why I was in the Rovers randomly.
Right.
It was all the Rovers bar staff.
Staff and you.
Craig.
Yeah.
Flew back. And as we were going through the security thing at Ibiza, I flash up massively on the body scan. And they like took me aside. It was my sunburn. Gone everywhere. It was like my legs, my arms, and my forehead. And the guy was like looking, and he went, "It's your sunburn.
It's too hot."
And he showed me the scan, and my forehead was bad. My legs were bad. And do you remember that? I was on like a cycling holiday one night, and I got really badly burnt.
Did get badly burnt.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, and it went off at the security gate. So when you flew to Newcastle, did it go off?
Went off. I stood in this thing where you give it the full Starlight Express. Mm. Give it the full bam, arms out.
Yeah, like that.
They did the old wipe test all over my shoes or whatever. Never quite know what they're looking
for. My iPad always gets the old drug swap.
I don't quite know what they're looking for.
And I say, it does this every single time.
And they go, well, they're smuggling drugs every single time. No, but they just, I think they do it, he said it's all, can be random.
Yeah.
So they'll just pick, anyway, through there, but did it. Went to see Newcastle United. My parents live close to it. Took my son for the first time. We're on the halfway line. What a match. So we were losing.
It was the big game, wasn't it?
It was a big game. Us v West Ham. We were losing quite badly. It was half time and we're 3-1 down.
Did you have to buy Maxi a pie to cheer him up?
We got a little pie. We got a little mini pie.
A magpie.
Yeah, we've got a mini magpie. Mini magpie. But, and then we were... everyone's fine after a pie, aren't they? We were 3-1 down.
But the pie's made you... It's picked you up.
Well, it hasn't really picked
you up. You're 3-all after the pie, aren't you?
Then it goes 3-2. But the best bit about it was I was next to another dad who brought his kids for the first time. We were 3-1 down and the dad turns to me and goes...
This is shit.
If it's 3-1, we're going to go home and everyone's going to be flat and go, oh, I went to the football and we lost 3-1. And I was like, to be fair, that's football.
Yeah, did Maxi look fed up at when you were 3-1 down?
Completely. Well,
it wouldn't be.
And, you know, they were playing well and that's fair enough. You know, that's football, isn't it? It's like, so 3-1 down. Then he went to 3-2. Then he turns to me and he goes, there's half an hour left, we could do this. And then the dad turned to me and went, there's half an hour left, we could do this. Then he went 3-all. And everyone's like, oh, this is it. Yeah. Everyone's holding their breath. And then the next goal went in, but it's for it to be 4-3. But there was an absolute pause.
Silence.
55,000 people couldn't quite believe it had gone in. So everyone went... And then someone just went, yeah! And everyone went, ah!
Yeah, yeah.
Straight to hug my son. Ah! Straight to the dad. Yeah! Hugged him as well. Oh, it was funny, brilliant. 4-3. Well, not great for West Ham, but we were lucky. We were very lucky, but it was great.
Shouting abuse at Moisey.
No. I think when you're that far north, there's so many home fans or whatever. Everyone just lost it. And then... Gordon got sent off towards the end with like
no,
5 minutes to go.
No one cared.
Well, no, everyone's like, oh, we're down to 10 men. Yeah. It was like, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? It had everything in football, whatever. Got your programme. And then you're walking out the stadium, aren't you, talking about
and everybody's,
it
yeah.
And everyone's happy and whatever. And everyone's like that. And
if it's your first experience
and
a
you lose.
Home game,
yeah.
To see a game like that.
Yeah. And cool. I said you might not see another game like that for ages.
Ever. Yeah.
Yeah. That's like we were one of down and out and then suddenly we come back.
Everyone loves a comeback.
They do.
So I hope you love coming back from this break. And if you come back from this break, you'll find out what is going on in this clip here. Stephanie Bleeker, you are in charge of cheering people up when the weather's bleak.
We've had a bad day there.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We're back from the break. It's part two of On the Sofa with Coulson, Jack and Ben. It's the greatest comeback in podcast history,
podcast
isn't it?
History. They're still talking about it.
It really is. It's the start of a new series. Although it doesn't feel like it because we never stop anymore. But it is the start of a new series. And this series, we have decided that we are talking all about Ripley, which is the new drama. It's on Netflix. How many parts is it?
Eight.
I think it's eight.
It's eight. I hope it's eight. And we're going to have a little synopsis from Mr. Ben Price.
This was your idea. We can't do a synopsis. It's only two eps. So I could do a synopsis of two eps.
Well, you can do a synopsis.
You can't do a synopsis of the series. I haven't watched it.
Right. Yeah, well, true. We're finding holes now in the show.
No, because I think the synopsis is it's based on a book by Patricia Highsmith.
Yes.
Follows Tom Ripley. He's sort of a young grifter, isn't he? Yes. He lives in New York, doesn't make much money, makes bits of money by pretending that he's a debt collection agency for this doctor, makes $30 here and there. But what you get a sense of,
he's a bit of a fraudster,
petty theft.
Yeah.
Although he's dragging a body down the stairs
in the first opening, the first scene.
He then gets approached by this big kind of shipping magnate who is the father of a kind of wayward son who's been given a trust fund and, Dickie Greenleaf. He's been given a trust fund and he's just gone to Europe and not come back. And the dad says, look, I know you know him, but I can't quite work out
why they know each other.
Yeah. But then Ripley goes,
Nor can Dickie.
Dick says, I'm not quite sure here. Okay, I need you to go to Europe, bring my son back. Mm. And that's the first step.
That's enough of a synopsis. Yeah. We're straight in there. So, Ripley is based off the film and the story.
It's the book. So, Tom Ripley, I think it was five books.
Talented Mr. Ripley.
The Talented Mr. Ripley, the film, is it the same story with the same characters?
Yes.
Yeah. So it's about Dickie?
Yes.
Okay. So do you think
Tom Ripley.
and Dickie Greenlee. Greenlee. It's the same.
Yeah,
story.
Yeah. Okay. It's the same thing. It's just
so
how they've done it.
Do you think this is going to be an eight part drama of the same story that's in the film?
Yes.
Yes, but apparently this is meant to follow the book more closely than the film. But there are some differences. He's obviously much, much older, really, than they're probably meant to be. They're probably meant to be in their 20s.
Yeah.
Living that kind of life.
It looks great.
Yeah.
It does look great.
Yeah. It looks great. It's not quite... I don't know whether they've shot it on film. It doesn't have quite that depth of Roma. But the writer and director is quite famous. He wrote Schindler's List. He's done lots of very big films. He won an Oscar.
Did he just do The Irishman as well?
He's done that.
Yeah. He's done that. What else did he do?
Impossible. He wrote that. Yeah. The first one.
Moneyball. Moneyball. Mm. So he's done tons.
So the three of us have sat down and we've watched the first two episodes.
Yeah.
It's on Netflix. It's eight parts. We've watched the first two. So far, two episodes in, before we delve into it, what do you think?
Well, I think me and Ben brought up Townsend Mr. Ripley when we covered Saltburn.
Yes,
do you remember?
Yeah.
And we were saying it's very much, Saltburn is very much like this.
Normal kid infiltrates rich family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which you just slowly stand. The first episode, you got nothing from. Nothing.
You just knew he was slightly dodgy.
Well, you knew, you've got to set up the characters. Yeah. I suppose in an eight-part series, you've got nearly 8 hours. In a film, you've got... Two.
Yeah.
The last line in the first episode is him in the mirror, isn't it? And he says, "Hi, I'm Dickie Greenlee." Or whatever.
Greenleaf.
So he's basically, you go, oh, he's going to steal his identity. That's the kind of vibe that I was left with.
Yeah, I think really the idea is, I think that's one of the problems of actors being a bit older, although I think Andrew Scott's a very, very good actor, but being older is you see it like that. I think when someone's very young... It's almost an infatuation with someone. I get this feeling he's infatuated by Dickie's life.
Yeah.
He's free, he's got money, he lives in...
somewhere from Naples.
Really beautiful, in Italy, he's got the sun. And actually, it's sort of... It's semi-like, not just wanting to take his life, but be his essence.
Yeah.
You're slowly falling in love. I remember the movie, you slowly fall in love, almost with Jude Law's character, the way he is. Because you think, oh, yeah, there's a real attractiveness about someone who doesn't live by the rules.
Mm. I guess the thing that's interesting where you talk about Andrew Scott's age is it gives you the vibe that he is experienced at what he's doing. And I guess the first episode kind of sets him up to be like a 10 bob con man, doesn't it, in a way?
Like, yeah.
He's the thing in the bank where he obviously gives them the fake ID and it doesn't work and then he... runs to the door and then he rips up all them and he's like on to the next person. And we don't know why he's constantly changing his identity. We don't know if Tom Ripley is his real identity, but that's the one he seems to use the most.
I think Tom Ripley is his identity.
I think that's his name. Yeah.
But yeah, you get the sense that he has not got a very exciting life.
Mm. So how does the dad find him and get in touch with him?
I think in the film, I think they were at the same school together for a brief period, but they never actually met in the film.
Yes.
So he was aware of what's his name.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's a private investigator that finds Tom Ripley. I think Tom Ripley goes to find the dad to basically say, I'll bring him back.
Yeah, because I almost wondered if he... like didn't know him.
But if this is following the book, then I'm sure.
I don't know in the book. I'd have to. But apparently, it's been. That was the bit where it's a bit like
it just came out of the blue.
It's a bit.
It was all a bit random, and then he's in this meeting.
And
with
I got the sense of probably if the dad had played it a bit more, he's so desperate that private investigator's gone out and found anyone to get paid to go. Yeah, I found this guy because he knows his name, unless he's got him confused with someone else.
And then when they meet up in Naples, Dickie's like, do I know you? And he's like, yeah, we met here. So I was like, does he know him or is he just
what
going
was
out
better
on
I
one?
Felt in the film, a bit better was, and I got this slightly from the Saltburn, was it doesn't matter whether he knows him or not, he just lives this kind of party life.
Yeah.
So and he goes, yeah, great. For the next 2 days, hang out.
You can stay.
And then
with
after
me.
That, I'm getting rid of you.
Yeah.
You're good for a bit because I'm a bit bored, but then after that,
yeah,
but he sort of played it a bit more Because the other character, Dickie Green, Johnny Flynn, he's 40. And he's probably only meant to be
in his early 20s. When he had his sunglasses on, he looked a lot younger. But then he took his sunglasses off and he obviously looked old around the eyes. And it was like, they're both like the same age, but...
It's probably meant to be like you, in Ibiza, riding on a bike, getting sunburn, is that you're making mistakes.
Yeah, semi-careless.
Semi-careless, and you kind of don't care, and you've got this kind of like...
Whereas you don't associate seeing him with the mistakes that he's making.
Yes, exactly.
They all look a lot more experienced and mature.
Whereas there's certain mistakes you make in your 20s.
She's only 30, isn't she? Dakota, is it Dakota Fanning?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think she's a bit older, isn't she?
How old was Matt Damon and Jude Law when they did it? Because they're probably
about 28, 29, I would have thought.
Yeah.
So that I'd say that film, when did that come out? 99? Something like that.
What do you think of the black and white?
So it's 25 years old.
I think the black and white is... Only thing I would say, it doesn't look very graded to me. It looks like they've just turned the colour down. Yeah. I think it's rather than Roma looks graded, looks like they've taken the colour out of film. It looked a bit sparse. There weren't many people, were there?
I was hoping, when I did see it in black and white, I was hoping that maybe some of the past or something was going to be in black and white and then some bits were going to be in colour. But it just looks as though it's all in black and white.
Yeah.
And I don't know why that's bothering me. But it is.
I think
it's because it's Italy and it's beautiful. Yes. and I want to be able to see it.
And it slightly gets me when he's put things in about... So Dickie paints. That was one of my favourite scenes. When he paints
and the shit.
Yeah. And Tom Ripley's going around. And I thought Andrew Scott did this very, very well with, oh, the shit.
Yeah.
What do I say? And yet they were talking about the colours in the paintings.
And we filmed it black and white,
so we can't fucking see them.
Mm. Why have they made that choice?
I don't know.
Nor do I. It feels a little bit...
Is it like he's trying to do like a film noir, maybe?
I think it's also to try and... put you into it's
the 40s,
yeah,
the 50s, yeah, it's
years and years ago to try and give you because I don't know because there are not many big shots, are there?
It takes a little bit of atmosphere out, I think it makes it a little bit dull and a bit,
yes, I do agree. It doesn't add, whereas Roma added something,
yeah, I think this does the opposite,
yeah.
I think if it was in colour, you'd get the benefit that you're not getting. I think it makes it just a little bit lifeless at times.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of...
What I got the feeling was, we've got 8 hours to film.
Yeah.
So each plot of 8 eps, well, you can only tell that bit of the story. So it gets a bit slow.
Lots of long shots on pointless things, isn't there? It might be the wheel of a car or flowers in a vase or do you know what I mean?
The one thing I'm very cautious about is that the three of us are talking about this series for the rest of the month. So why are you looking forward to continuing watching it?
Because it is a good film and it's a good book. So that's proven.
The story's good.
The story is good. They're good actors.
Yeah.
He is a good writer and director.
Yeah. He is.
Yeah, he's won an Oscar.
Yeah.
So I think like with a lot of things, I remember the first two episodes. I loved The Bear on Disney.
Yeah.
And I remember the first two, three episodes
it's
of The Bear.
Tough watch.
Yeah. Stick with it slow.
Yeah.
So I think that's part of what we're talking about now, as opposed to a film is on a series, and we're watching the whole series, you have to stick in a bit.
Mm. Yeah, because I'd have given up on this after the first hour.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have gone back. But I have heard the third episode is where it goes.
Yeah. Look, there's been a lot of very good reviews for it. And there is a lot in the book. You'll start to see there is a lot where it starts. You're already seeing him dress up in his clothes.
Awkward, that, wasn't it?
Really good, though. I loved that.
Yeah.
I loved that when he caught him and it's like, oh. And it's slowly slipping for him, isn't it, Ripley?
Yeah.
He's slowly having to make lies on lies. And then he has to really make an effort with her.
Because she's thinking.
Well, the thing that was
very good in the book was... Gwyneth Paltrow's character very, very quickly, a bit like Saltburn, very, very quickly worked out he's not of the same class. He's not us.
Yeah.
Whatever he's telling you, he's lying.
Yeah.
He's not the same.
I've heard it kicks in the third ep.
Yeah.
And like you said, there was elements with the dressing up and the getting caught.
I think also the important bit that we were looking at is how much do we now have to push...
Thing is, he hasn't got a clue
of the story.
Of the story.
Whereas we know exactly.
But also, you're asking another question: how much do we now, in a modern way, give things time?
At the moment, yeah. I'm
it's
looking
not that
at it.
Long. You've had 2 50-minute eps, and you've gone, "I'm not sure." Whereas, actually, in most series,
yeah,
you'd have to give it time.
Mm. Someone not knowing what it is, I'm looking at it, going, "Is he in love with him?"
Yeah.
Is he in love with the girl?
Yeah.
And right now, I really hope that they work with the mafia, because I feel like that'd be fun, because I liked his character.
I think the love part's interesting, because I don't think it's as direct as that, but that's what you're meant to feel.
Yeah.
But it's in love with his life. I think he is in love with him, but intoxicated with his life.
But that's what I've got from the first two eps. And obviously, I've got a lot more eps to watch, which we're going to be doing next week. Normally at this point, we would rate, but obviously we don't rate until the end of the month.
Yeah.
Next week, we'll be talking about episodes 3 and 4. Please watch along at home with us. It's one to watch slowly. It's not a binge watch.
No, it's one to watch. And actually, look, it's really good for comments to what you think so far. That's what we're looking for.
Mm.
Please, if you are watching, write in. Let us know if you did an episode 1 and episode 2. I'm going to do episode 3 tomorrow. I think maybe episode 4 Thursday.
Yeah.
I'm going to take my time with it. Grow into it.
Perfect.
So because we're not rating, we're going straight in to everybody's favourite part.
Oh, yeah.
On the sofa, Jobs. Patreon. Patreon is our paid-for subscription platform. It's a place where you can get bonus episodes of On the Sofa. Extra content. You can get Jack's famous friends. You can get a Q&A. You also get an invite to our math Zoom, which is due very, very soon. And if you want to be a part of that, you can do by signing up at www.patreon.com/onthesofa, which lots of you have done. We've got lots of jobs to give out. And this week, we're welcoming 4 new people to the land of employment at On the Sofa.
Okay? Land. On the Sofa land.
On the Sofa land. I've got the first job.
Okay.
It's not always sunshine and rainbows. On the Sofa land. It's not always bright blue skies. It's not always the place we want to be. Sometimes it can be a bit dark and moody.
Bit dull.
Yeah, a bit dull, you know, bleak, you might say. And on those days, I have someone who I want to cheer everybody up.
A jester.
Is
Stephanie Bleeker. You are in charge of cheering people up when the weather's bleak.
We've had a bad do there. Sometimes there's a lot of roads.
And they all lead to Rome, don't they?
There are a lot of roads in here. We need a lot of road safety and, you know, pedestrian crossings and whatever. Head of pedestrian crossings, Kev.
Kev, I like that.
Hey, Kev. Right. Beep, 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 beep.
Is he like a lollipop man or not?
No, he just sort of goes around going, all right, cross the road, all right.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah. I like that. Another job that's been quite important is we've got this cycle to work scheme now, haven't we?
Yeah.
Trying to go green.
Yeah.
And because a lot of people are riding bikes, we need to do like a cycling
proficiency
course.
Who's head of that?
Well, it's Dave Fink. So stop, but listen, think. Dave Fink's in charge
of the
cycling proficiency.
Very good, Dave. He knew that was coming. Think on it.
I do have one. I do have one. To the side of Heaven and Hell is the car park.
Yeah.
Yeah, there is. There is a car park. There's quite a lot of car parks,
there's
isn't there?
Yeah. Loads of car parks. Yeah. And I know you have the cycle to work scheme.
Yeah. Well, we built cycle lanes around the whole
land
now.
We've still got cars. We've still got
cars.
Well,
we drive, don't
petrol
we?
Cars.
We're not fucking pedalling. I've just fallen off my bike.
Yeah, we're not doing that.
I'm doing that again.
We still drive. And when we drive, we have someone who reverse parks for us.
A valet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Valet.
Valet. A valet is what you get done in it.
Yeah.
So we have someone, when we turn up to work,
valet parking.
She reverse parks for us. and head of reverse parking is Rhea Wilco.
I like that. I like that.
Is that what you'd say to when she's parked? She goes, "Well done, Wilco. Roger, right. Wilco."
Right in the back of Wilco. I like it. I like it a lot.
Yeah.
If you do want a job, or if you do want the extra content, remember to sign up at
We've opened a new bit on the Patreon.
Have we? Yes, the Patreon group chat.
Yeah, it's a community page where I think I put the first post in, but we're going to talk about the live shows, we're going to talk about the film we're going to see in the live shows, but it's like a place where all the people who've got kind of crap jobs, really, can meet and complain about them.
Good jobs.
Good jobs.
So is this an en masse group chat? So
it's a massive group chat, which is on Patreon, on the actual Patreon website. And you go in there, and it's part of, I think, the top tier membership. You also get a chance.
And so we can put a message in it.
I put message. Do you? Yeah. I put a message on this time and said, look, this is a place where we can all chat. So I think we could all just put on stuff for the live shows, or what film we're going to watch for the live shows, or whatever.
Speaking about the live shows, if you do want to get involved, click the link in all of our social medias. We've got Manchester and we've got London. Manchester's selling fast. London is going to be an exciting show, isn't it? It's the finale of the tour, really.
It is, yeah. It is.
So we've decided, the high point. And it's our London debut, so we're going to pull out all the stops.
If you're in London, come and see us. Don't be scared. Come and see us.
We're going to make it a really fun night out, I think.
Yeah.
It's a good way to spend your Saturday night.
Yeah.
We're going to have a laugh.
It's the only way.
It's the only way. We might even get Jack and Ben singing Flying Without Wings.
Yeah, you never know.
We're back for the Monday episode of On the Sofa on Monday, believe it or not.
Crazy.
And in the meantime, make sure you go and watch the next two episodes of Ripley. And we will be here on Thursday with an update for you all. Until then, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.